Wow. Good morning to all beautiful listeners of Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Sweet Melodies. Onward Christian soldiers marching us to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe forward into battle. See his banners go. And the chorus says that onward Christian soldiers marching us to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Once again, you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. This is the time to ask your children to gather around the radio to learn the word of God and also to have fun. If you have just tuned in, we have just started. And so you can call somebody and tell somebody that it's time for Generation 419. Before we kick off, I would like to remind you that tomorrow is Sunday, and tomorrow is Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday we are trying to remember how Jesus went into Jerusalem, the triumphant Jesus, entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. So I'm sure tomorrow your teacher at church will explain to you what Easter and what Palm Sunday is. And so if you are a teacher listening to me tomorrow, I think your message should be on Palm Sunday and tell us what it means. But today will be the last edition of What's on Your Mind. Once again, my name is Pastor E.K. And today, as I said early on, we are wrapping up with What's on Your Mind. We've been on this particular program for about 2 months. This is where we answer questions bothering young people. You have sent us your questions. You have sent us what's on your mind. We've had powerful questions on this platform from children, and we have been answering. And today is no exception. And so if you want your question to be read, you want your question to be answered, all you have to do is to send us a text message or a WhatsApp on 0279-100-600. I repeat, 0279-100-600. If you are an ardent listener, if you listen to Sweet Melodies always, I think you should save this number on your phone as Sweet Melodies. So 0279-100-600. You can send a text and you can send a WhatsApp. By the grace of God, if we have time, we'll open the phone lines and people can ask their questions by calling in. But if you are texting us your questions, we want to know your name. We also want to know your age, where you are texting us from. We want to know your class, perhaps. So it will tell us who is asking us the questions and the type of response that we will give you. Today, by the grace of God, I'm very, very honored to have one of my good friends. He's been in the children's ministry for years. He's Eja Okran from the Ghana Police Church. Eja Okran.
Good morning, Pastor Eke.
Good morning. You are welcome.
Thank you very much,
sir. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3.
I'm honored to be here.
And this is Generation 419. You've been here several times at your church.
Yes, we've been here three or four times.
Four times. What are some of the programs you participated in?
I think the first time we had a quiz.
A quiz.
We were here for a quiz, and then we have come for about two Christmas carol programs.
Yeah, you were here for
that. I think we also came here for
a music session,
a praise and worship session.
Okay, like you were part of the group that had the praise and worship.
I think during the COVID
I remember. Yes. But yourself, this is the first time.
Yes, I tried to hide behind it. But today I'm here by myself.
So I'm in the studio with Eja Okran, very anointed man of God. He's a pastor. Are you a pastor or a teacher?
Both.
Okay, beautiful. I want us to tell us a little about Ghana Police Church. Where is Ghana Police Church?
Ghana Police Church is a church that was set up for the police at first.
Okay.
But now it's for everybody.
Ghana Police.
Ghana Police. Ghana Police. So
that's why it's called Ghana Police Church.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. We have been around for about 60 years.
60 years? Yes, 60.
60, yes.
Wow.
Yes. The main chapel is at 37. That's where I serve.
Okay.
And there are others in Kumasi.
Oh, you have branches,
yes,
in Kumasi.
Have branches in Kumasi.
Okay, there's one around Odoko. That one is Ghana Police
that
Church.
That one is also Ghana
Opposite
Police Church.
Opposite Accra Academy.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yes, around that side. Yes. And
but you are 37.
Yes, I'm at 37.
Okay.
It's an interdenominational church. It means that we do not do one denomination. It's not a Presby church. It's not a Methodist church. We combine everything.
Anybody at all can attend.
Anybody can come at.
If you don't come to church, would the police arrest you?
I will arrest you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the children's ministry?
I think this year will be about 7 years.
This year will be your seventh year.
My seventh
Beautiful.
Year as a Sunday school teacher.
Wow. And today you are here to help the young people who will be sending us their questions. Some of the questions have dropped, others are on their way coming, and this segment has been very exciting for me, and it has taught me so many things. One of the things I learned, for this season is that children have questions and they are looking for answers, and sometimes if they don't get the answers from the right source, they will get it from the wrong source.
That's very true.
Yes.
That's very true. Children are going through a lot. On Saturday, last Saturday, I was with my own children. The things I heard, as of all, I had to change my message the next Sunday.
Tomorrow we have to preach about the Good Friday. That's a Good Friday.
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday. Yes, we have to teach them what Palm Sunday is. So if you are listening to us, you want to send your questions. Some questions are in already. You want to send us your question. It's 0279-100-600. 0279-100-600. And by the grace of God, we will try as much as possible to answer your question from the Bible's perspective. Okay. Ozovo,
yes.
Let's start with our first question. Otherwise, we'll be like this, and the time will be up. I want to answer as many questions as we can, because today is the. But I think this segment will come again.
Yes, I think it's a very interesting
come.
Time.
Yes, yes. I've enjoyed it. So let's go to that first question for today. This person says that, "Good morning, Pastor Emma. Please, can you attend two churches at the same time? I am asking because my parents want me to attend a certain church, but I also feel comfortable in another church. My name is Alice and I am 14 years from Kwabena."
Okay.
Do you understand Alice's question?
I understand.
Okay.
If it doesn't mean that Alice wants to be at two places at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this one, I think it means Alice wants to be
in a particular church.
In a particular church, or wants to go to two different churches if it's possible.
Okay, so from what he's saying, so there's a church, maybe a family attends.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say church A. This is where maybe the parents attend and they want her to go to that church. But there's another church called Church B.
Okay.
And perhaps Alice's friends are there, or she feels comfortable going to that church, or she's been there once and the mode of worship, she enjoys it and she feels she wants to go there. So if we really understand Alice, this is where she's coming from. She's 14 years
she's
old from Kwabena. Yes.
Okay. So what I'll tell Alice,
okay,
what I'll try to tell Alice is that we understand when you say you feel comfortable being somewhere, especially when it's fun, as Pastor Ike is saying, your friends are there. But it's also important to listen to your parents and obey what your parents are telling you, because you know your parents know better
than you do,
and they want the best for you. Parents want the best for every child. And sometimes for the child, it may seem very uncomfortable and very annoying, and you do not like their decisions. But trust me, Alice, it is best that you obey your parents. And yeah. I believe that once God is in a church, you'll be blessed
there.
You'll be blessed there. So until you are old enough to leave
your parents, your decision,
your own decisions, Alice, I advise you to stay with your parents, yes, and learn from the church that you find yourself in. I believe that God has something for you in that church. And when he's done with you, you can also move.
Okay, I think that sometimes our Sunday school teachers, they don't make church interesting. Did you see? Sometimes.
Understand. Sometimes you can become a lecturer. Sometimes you see, they don't want to come to church at all.
Yes. When they come, there is no joy. There is no, the preaching is boring. Do you see? And yes, then they also hear stories from other friends. Charlie, our church, the way we do the church and things. So this one wants to go and find out what is being done in this church. And maybe she's been there once or twice. She has enjoyed the church. Okay. I think also, I don't know whether this can also work where she will try talking to her parents. Mm. There are some parents who are not so
strict yes,
as to
I
where their
if
child.
If a parent wants you to grow in Christ,
mm-hmm,
she will also, the parent's father or mother will also think about it.
Yes.
If they can make an arrangement, they are sure about that at that church. I believe that is also an option.
I have church members whose parents are not in the adult church. Mm. About 70% of my church members. Mm. Their parents are not in the adult church.
I also have a couple of
They are different churches. Mm-hmm. And some of these people, they don't really care whether they go to church or not. Mm-hmm. But I think for your parent to insist that you should go to a particular church, maybe you were born into, let's say, church A. Mm-hmm. Do you see? And the doctrine, the teachings, they want you to grow up in that church. Mm-hmm. And we have people that they have similar issue, but at a certain age when they can decide for themselves, they move to a place that they feel comfortable in.
I think what's paramount is your parents' decision
at your age.
At your age,
you are 14 years.
Yes, yes,
you are 14 years, and you also stay at Kwabena. So the way it is. The other reason could also be security.
That's
do you
true.
See? So we are all going and we are all coming.
The safety of the child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it could be one reason your parents want you to attend. You know how nice it is when family
go together.
Charlie, we are in the car. Some ACB is blowing.
For that those is, of us with AC.
That is driving, do you see, and all that. Yeah. They sew the same cloth for the children.
We take a picture after service.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
So maybe that's the type of ideal family your parents want to have and all that. Then you're also saying that you are going to another church. But if your Sunday school teacher is listening, your Sunday school teacher can also make the children's church more exciting. Mm. Okay, if your church is exciting, you find out that the people or the children want to come.
And they invite others.
Yes.
They will invite others.
Yes. So you see this type of Sunday school teachers who have come prophets. You are teaching people between the age of 6.
They are bringing the anointing.
6 and 10. You have towel already on your shoulders. And this white shoe, this prophetic white shoe, you have some already. Mm. So as you appear, the children are already scared. Do you see? So it doesn't make them have this children's service type of thing. So come down to their level, Osofu. Come down to their level and make them enjoy church. Let them be fun. Whatever you are teaching them, you see. And sometimes also the how the children are taught. You see that the teacher, what he's teaching, the children don't understand. The Osofu himself, who is teaching the children, himself doesn't also understand the
it's true.
The thing.
It's true.
And he's struggling to teach.
And it becomes a problem.
And he's being taught.
Next week, nobody will come.
So that is also a problem. So Alice from Kwabena, who is 14 years, we are advising that at your age, you listen to your parents. Okay, what you should do is to listen to daddy, to listen to mommy at your own time or at your age. There will always be a time that you take decisions for yourself. At that time, you will be able to. If you grow up still and you don't enjoy where you are and you feel you want to move, I think you can.
Yes, you can.
All right. So let's move on to the next question. If you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. I'm Pastor Ike, and with me in the studio is Pastor Okran, Eja Okran from the Ghana Police Church 37. Ghana Police Church 37. You can also send us your message on 0279-100-600. All right. This one says that, hello, pastors. My name is Kweku. I am 16 years old. Last week, my pastor was explaining the parable of the 10 virgins, but I didn't understand it well. I am from House of Grace International Church at La Paz. I think that's all. My pastor was explaining the parable of the 10 virgins, but I didn't understand it well. I am from the House of Grace International Church at La Paz.
Well, you should have gone to ask your pastor. For extra explanation.
But I think the way we are speaking, Kweku feel we can help.
We can help. Yes, it's true. That's why we are here.
We are here.
I believe this is from Matthew 25.
Yes, Matthew 25, Bible of the Virgins.
There are 10 virgins. Mm. 5 of them were described as wise, where 5 were described as foolish.
Okay.
And if you pay attention to the story, you realize that most of them, they did most of the same things together until the bridegroom's announcement of the bridegroom's arrival. And we realized that there were 5 who didn't have extra oil. Their lamps had gone out. And I believe that there are many lessons that we can learn from the parable
of the 10 virgins. I'm sure the lesson...
Yes.
It's where, because this is a story that, I mean, it's quite familiar, but the lessons.
The lessons, yes. I feel there's a lesson for preparedness.
Okay.
You know, they first of all, they didn't know when the bridegroom will come. So there's a need for proper preparation.
Who is the bridegroom?
Well, in the story, we can find out that the bridegroom is Jesus.
Okay.
It's Jesus and is concerning his second
coming. No, I'm just asking who a bridegroom is.
Oh, a bridegroom is somebody who is going to get married.
Okay.
Yes.
The man is the bridegroom.
The man is the
bridegroom. And the woman is the bride.
Yes, please.
Okay,
sometimes
so
they say it's a groom.
Groom, yes, and bride.
Yes, and the bride.
So this Saturday, when there are weddings,
quite a number of people to are here today. Yes.
So it's bride and groom, or bride and bridegroom.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So you don't say the Ayefro, why Ayefro, Behman, Ayefro, Bahano.
Yeah, so as I was saying, there's a need for preparation.
Okay.
Yes, for the coming of Jesus.
Mm.
It's very, very important.
Okay.
Yes, you know that from scripture, we know that Jesus is coming very, very soon. So we all have to be prepared. Just because we are in the same church, just because we are friends with people in our church, it may look like we are all the same, but not all of us are the same. And you can tell from the story that 5 of them were very foolish because they didn't have extra oil.
Mm.
Yes. And it also means that preparation for any other thing at all,
your life,
you are preparing for school, you are preparing for your future, everything.
Yeah.
You don't know when an opportunity will present itself, you know. So like somebody will be called foolish, say, oh, you are very, very foolish.
Wow.
You made a mistake. Another person will take hold of that opportunity and they are gone. So as young children, there's a need for us to prepare. If there's a party, make sure that you are prepared to go.
As you are going to the party, you have to eat before. Because you go and wait, the food is not coming.
It's very, very important.
So, I mean, something for foundation purposes.
True. Because if you are the last table, if you are the last table, you'll be hungry.
Today, I read a quote on Facebook, and it says that when Jesus comes, there will be no second batch.
Hey.
So you should repent now.
Now.
You see, when you feel that the first list is out, there will be a second list. So and you are disappointed, there's no second list. So this is it. And I think what you have said is very, very important. It teaches us so many things as young people. Okay, you see, because I think from the story, let me read verse 2. He said, 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. Okay, so verse 1 says that the kingdom of God shall be likened unto 10 virgins. So number one, it means they were all virgins.
We're all virgins.
And it said, which took their lamps? They all took their lamps.
Yes,
it means they all had lamps.
Yes.
They all took their lamps. And it said, went forth to meet the bridegroom. So they all went out to meet the bridegroom. Mm-hmm. There is also a part at verse 5. It said that while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. So it means all this, they were doing it together.
They
all slumbered. Let me read NLT. It said that when the bridegroom was delayed, they all laid down and slept.
Wow.
Verse 6 says, and at midnight, there was a cry. There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. Then verse 7 said that, then all those, you see the word used, all. All those virgins arose. They all woke up and trimmed their lamps.
They all looked very similar.
Similar, yes.
Very similar.
But what differentiated or what brought the difference was the extra oil the five others took. So
yes,
it was the oil that made the difference between the wise and the foolish.
The foolish also.
Yes. And one thing I also learned from this thing was that everywhere you find yourself in, wherever we find ourselves,
yes,
it is true that half of the people are foolish and half are wise. So in your classroom, the half
they will not learn.
half are foolish and half are wise. So wherever you find yourself, there are foolish people among the and there are wise people. So that's one thing I also read when I
please go endeavor to be a wise person.
So always it should be your aim to be part of the wise.
Yes.
And there is something the wise people did or the wise virgins did. They had extra oil at every point in time.
Mm.
It should be your aim to have something extra.
Mm.
You know, growing up and looking for a job, sometimes in the newspapers, you hear things or you read things like, ability to speak French is an added advantage.
That is very true.
Okay.
Very
ability
true.
To drive is an added advantage. So if we all appear and I can speak Spanish and you can speak only English, then it means I have an advantage
because
I speak Spanish and I speak English. So there should be something extra you should always aim to have as a young person growing up. There should be something extra, ability to play the piano, ability to sing, whatever talent you have, whatever you have, try and polish it and become expert at it. And that will give you an extra
advantage
over your peers or your, because if you want to add something.
I feel that it involves a lot of hard work.
Hard work,
it involves a lot of hard work. As children, we don't like hard work too much, but you see that at a time, you see that the hard work will pay off eventually.
Wow.
So when you are made to work hard, don't grumble, it will benefit you greatly.
Wow. So, Kweku from House of Grace International at La Paz, I believe we have successfully convinced you or you have learned something. Okay. But if you feel that maybe you are still confused, tomorrow when you go to church, see your pastor, let him explain more to you. I'm sure he's also trying to come up with some revelation. You know, when you catch some revelation, you are trying to open it on the children.
It doesn't come clear.
And it's not coming out.
But with scripture, there are a lot of things in scripture.
Yes.
So you should also try and read it yourself as the Holy Spirit.
Use it for quiet time.
Yes, your quiet time.
And all that. I'm sure God will give you a revelation. You can learn a lot of things from this particular scripture.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to our next question. This one came through a normal text message. Said, good morning, Pastor Ike. Please, can you date two girls at the same time? I want to see which one is good at the end. I am blessed from Pokwase in SHS2. Father, hold my heart. I'm on radio, hold my heart.
Blessed from Pokwase
is asking if you can date two girls at the same time. And he wants to find out which of them is good at the end. And he's in SHS2. Bosovo, If I would talk now, I'll be very emotional.
Let me start.
I'll come in at a point.
I think I'll start by saying that, bless, I understand your situation. Being in SHS2, the adolescence has kicked in.
You understand his frustration.
The adolescence has kicked in very hard.
And the hormones,
everything. So you are very, very attracted to the... We've all been there before. But bless, in form two, one of your focus or your main focus should really be on your education.
Yeah, by form two, SHS2. You should be looking for your chemistry.
Yes.
And not... Not two girls finding out which
even
of them.
Even one is already a problem. Then you want to check two. No, bless. It's unadvisable at this time to enter into any sort of such a relationship. You know. Moreover, trying to date two of them at the same time just to find out what are you trying to find out, and which one is good. It's a very difficult thing.
Having a girl in the first place is not right.
It's not
at your age.
No, I
don't know how old he is, but SHS, if you're in SHS2,
about 17,
you are not ready for marriage.
No, at all.
There is so much to consider in marriage, okay, than at this age.
Yes.
SHS2 means that you are now getting ready for... I didn't know the people who came home recently.
Yes. I think some of them have gone back. Some of them, I think then Bless should be at home.
One of these tracks.
Something he's struggling with at school.
So just chance on this program he decided to text us.
Yes. So Bless, I advise that you let that one go at this time. There's a lot of maturing to mature.
Break up with the two girls.
Break up with them. You see, now you are dating two girls. You are going to break two girls. You are going to worry two girls. No. Bless this one. Take your time. Take your time. Trust us when we say take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Your focus should be to pass WASI. That should be your focus now. After you have passed WASI, you are looking for ways to go to uni, to enter university. Do you see? So yes, study very hard. When university, you are in university is a universal world.
Yes.
Around that time, you can be considering looking for a girl. But even the thought of having two girls to actually
never.
It's a sin.
If you are listening to this program, I believe you're a Christian, and Christians shouldn't endeavor in multiple
relationships.
One wife.
Yes.
And I don't think you're ready for
one
marriage.
District, one factory. Only you want to do one district,
one constituency,
one ambulance. Yeah. But that's on a lighter note. But what we are trying to say is blessed.
Yeah.
It is not good at this time. Yeah, there are things that are good and there are things that are not good. One of the things which is not good is, number one, to have a girlfriend at this age. And number two, to have two girlfriends trying to find out which of them will be good at the end. Which one is the end? Where end are we going? I'm just confused too.
So blessed.
I think you can explain it better.
I don't know the end there right now. The end. I don't know when you are marrying or I really don't know. But at this time, we encourage you to study.
Yes, study very, very hard.
School is already difficult. Right now, you're wearing a nose mask in school. How can you even see the girls?
Your Pepsodent, somebody buys it. Your soap, somebody buys it.
You are not ready.
And
you are
dating two girls at the same time. I put it to you without any controversy that you are not being wise. Okay, if this is what you want to engage yourself in, I think that you should break up with the two girls. Yes, we will not advise that hang up on one.
Yes.
No, it's not even good for you. It's not good for your health. Okay, a young boy coming up, your parents are hoping most assuredly that you are coming out with a good grade.
This is how they have divided attention. They are not able to focus in school and they end up coming out with very, very bad results. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Then they blame the school.
Yes, they blame. They say, oh, Wyke gave me.
They gave me. That one, you didn't get it yourself.
No. Mm. Those who had A will say that I had A, but.
That's very true.
But the people do say that Wyke gave me.
They marked me down,
yes. Yeah. So we are blessed. We encourage you. Okay, and we are praying for you. After the program, I'll call you. Okay, I'll call you. We'll have a boys chat. Okay. But it's not good. A sign of maturity at this age is to locate where your science textbook, your integrated science, your English books are, and really try as much as possible and focus on passing your examination than dating two girls and finding out at the end which one will be good. Okay. And the one with that will be bad, you throw hair away or something. But your main this thing should be your books. Your books. Wow, beautiful. So this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Generation 419. It's me, Pastor Ike, and Pastor Okran in the studio. Pastor Okran is our children's pastor at the Ghana Police Church 37. Ghana Police Church 37. If you have just tuned in and you want to ask a question, you can do so on 0279 100 600. You can text us and then we will answer your question. This one says that good morning. We are still in the morning. Good morning, Seyima. Somebody calling me Seyima means that. He said, this is one of your students at NMTC. I feel like stopping school because of financial reasons. I need your advice.
Wow, same, man. This one is directed to you.
It's directed to me, but you are my guest.
Oh.
So, yes. So, the person asked me to read the question.
The person doesn't have
you.
A name.
No, the person doesn't have a name.
I'll say that.
I think it's a little bit.
I don't think you should stop school, especially since you've had the opportunity to enter.
Finish what you have started.
You can defer. I don't know if there's an arrangement to defer, maybe come back later when you have more money or the money to continue. And I believe that the school also has certain provisions. I'm not too sure. But this is where the church can help a lot. Your church can, if you have been in Sunday school, if you've been serving,
the active church, yes.
You can go and see your pastor and tell your pastor that, Pastor, this is the difficulty I am facing.
You know, people accuse the church but these are some of the things churches do that people.
As a Sunday school teacher, yes. I see this a lot. I see people come and they have this difficulty, and the church comes to their aid
to help.
Yes, a lot. So this is a way. This is an opportunity for you to speak to your pastor
about it.
I guess that your parents are also having difficulties to help you. So this is where you can go to your church, your pastor, and I believe that the church will help you.
Yeah.
I'm very sure.
Like speaking on deferring the course, I think that should be our last resort. If there is nothing after, we are at the end, a hopeless case.
Yes.
But what you can do, like you were saying, let's get to the church. Ask your pastor, or you have some uncles. You know, we all have this uncle.
Yes.
There's this one particular uncle that is a showman.
There's somebody to help. And also, you know, God says that He will supply all our needs. You know, it's a time you can also pray.
Yes, send it to prayer.
Send it
that
into
God
prayer.
Will send you helpers.
Yes,
helpers.
Yes,
good helpers. You know, there are people, angels, God send.
Yes,
people that just come
and
understand
favor.
The spell.
There's a favor that God will bring your way.
I've met such people at several junctions of my life.
Wow.
People paid my fees growing up.
Giving opportunities.
Yes,
it's true.
And one of your main prayer topics should be that Lord send me helpers.
Yes,
Lord
true.
Send me helpers. You know, this particular situation can be very frustrating. And this is what leads so many young girls to look for boys.
men
yes, Papa no.
Hey, Papa no.
Some Papa no and
it's, please don't get to that to that place. Okay. Or even if it's a, yes, we don't know if it's a man or a woman. Mm. Don't get into betting, sakawa. Don't get into any of these things. Mm. And I believe that God is our provider.
Okay.
He's Jehovah Jireh, and He uses God works through people.
Okay.
So I believe that in prayer, going to church. And I believe that God will make a way. Please do not stop.
Don't stop school.
Don't stop
school. Don't stop school. School is very, very important. I think last week, somebody also sent us a message, and the person says that he wants to stop school and all that. But whoever sent this message, I don't know you. But on Monday morning, come to my office, come and see me.
Ghana needs you. Okay. Ghana needs you.
Ghana needs you. As a nurse, because this is somebody who is practicing, who is learning to become a nurse. Okay, so if you are you have heard my voice and, I mean, you have sent me a question like this, Monday morning, come to my office, come and see me, and let's see the way out. But I believe that people can help you.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
I mean, it's NTC is just 3 years. And so if you have just entered, it means that it means that you have 2 more years. If whoever sent this message is in second year or third year, it means you're almost completing. Yes. And so something can be done for
don't give up.
I mean, there are worse situations than this. And one of the things, as we said early on, is to pray. Yes. Commit it to prayer.
Yeah.
Ask, seek the face of God.
Yeah.
Pray about it. If you attend church, see your pastor and discuss with them. Because if you keep your issue, you may not get help.
That's
okay,
true.
So always try and depend on the Holy Spirit. Depend on the Holy Spirit. And I believe that there's going to be a way out. Beautiful. There's going to be a way out. So don't stop school. Okay. Financial reasons, they're always there. We've been sacked for school fees several times. Have you been sacked for school fees?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately
God
has provided.
So there are people, I remember when primary school, there was this guy, anytime the headmaster enters, you know, they have this book, is it ledger or something?
That's true, yes.
So when the guy sees the headmaster has entered, then he picks his bag.
He's going home.
I mean, his name is first on the list.
Wow.
You see, but in all, I mean, we have completed school and now it has become history. We say, we discuss it and laugh.
Yeah.
But you see, sometimes God has to make you pass through certain things small so that when you are done, you can always remember and point to this has been a miracle in my life.
A testimony. Yes, and I believe you have your testimony.
Yes, you will. So we are praying for you. May God send you angels.
Amen.
Angels who will stand by you.
Amen.
People that will just appear on the scene and pay your fees outright.
Amen.
Your fees will be paid in due course.
Jesus.
You will never be sacked for school fees. You will complete the school on time,
amen,
and there will be no problem in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Nice one. Also for this WhatsApp, quite lengthy, but I will read it. And then this person said, good morning, pastors. I cannot mention my name. Last 2 weeks, a girl shared her story of how her stepdad wanted to rape her. I was encouraged. Today, I want to ask my question. So 2 weeks ago, I had a young girl on the program who discussed who shared with us how her father-in-law wanted to have an affair with her. Okay, so I think this person listened and she said she wanted to ask. She said, my brother started sleeping with me since age 7 because we sleep in the same room and we are just 2.
Mm.
Today, I'm in JHS 3, and anytime I tell myself I want to stop, I keep finding myself doing it. What do I do? No, she said, call me Cassandra from Kotobabi.
Wow.
my voice is down already.
Yes, it's rather...
Do you understand the story?
I think I understand her situation.
Okay.
I think her brother, I don't know if it is her biological brother. Somebody she calls her brother.
She says they are just 2. It means that
just the 2 of them,
yeah.
And the brother has been having sexual relations, abusing her sexually.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it is still going on with this brother or it has found.
She says the last part says that today I'm in JHS 3, and anytime I tell myself I want to stop, It means it's the same. I keep finding myself doing it. Call me Cassandra from Kotobadi.
I want to say Cassandra has been brave
to come out and say
this. And we thank God for the life of the other lady who also
came boldly to share her story with us.
And I believe that there are so many children,
man of God,
who are going through this situation. So Cassandra, you are not alone in this at all. Sometimes you may think that you are the only one suffering. Maybe somebody out there is also listening. You may think that, look, Cassandra and other people, and I know people even older have gone through this and they have come out of it. You'll be able to come out of it. And I believe it starts with sharing it, telling somebody. I'm sure it's difficult for you to tell your parents. You've been able to text it, but it's also, you can also tell an adult that you trust, maybe your Sunday school teacher, your pastor at church, your teacher in school. I think that's the first thing that you have to do. Since you've been courageous enough to tell us, I believe you can also do the same with this person that you trust. That is the first thing you can do. It's a way to release you from the bondage, and it's a way to release you from the burden. And I believe that from there, the right actions will be taken. I believe that healing is available to everybody in such a situation. I believe that with right counseling, directions, you will be able to free, if it's from an addiction that has come out of these things, you'll be able to come out of it. So I believe that you need to tell somebody. You need to tell somebody. If we can, Pastor Ike, I don't know if she can call in.
Yes, we have to speak.
Yes, and I just want to use this as an opportunity. If there's any other person who is going through something like this, please, either a boy or a girl who is going through something like this, because I know that sometimes our big aunties, sometimes for the boys, our big cousins, you go and visit somebody, somebody's abusing you, your family members, and a man around the area, please. It's not good to keep quiet at all. The more you keep quiet, the more it worsens. And you know, so please, Try to report. It's very disheartening, but I believe that God is a God of the turnaround, and God will heal you completely and get you out of this trouble. This trouble.
Osofo, I you know, there are so many how do you even call it? There are so many ways to go about this.
Yeah.
And you see, sometimes I always say that parents, as we are growing up, you know, we have this notion that this is this person's sister or the sibling.
Yes.
So even growing up, and sometimes even the means to separate these children, is not there.
Yes.
And a whole lot of things. But consider that these things are not normal. I mean, you actually need deliverance.
Yes.
I mean, this is something, having sex itself is spiritual.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a scripture I want to read. You see, what actually moved me was the latter part of the story when she said that today she's in JHS 3 and anytime she wants to stop, she cannot. Romans chapter 7. And verse 19, Romans 7, verse 19, let me even start from 18. He said that, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." Let me read from NLT. Said that, "I know I am rotting through and through as far as my old sinful nature is concerned. No matter which way I turn, I cannot make myself do right. I want to, but I cannot." And then verse 19 says that, "When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do the wrong, I do it anyway." Verse 20 said that, "But if I am doing that if I am doing what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing it. The sin within me is doing it. Yes. So the verse 19, King James said that, for the good that I would, I do not. Yes. But the evil which I would not, that I do.
Yes.
You see, so you keep going back to read. Sometimes you tell your brother, and what you have to do, this particular, what you have to do, I think that you should tell your parents.
Well, if it has been going on, then it must have been very difficult.
Yes,
to tell
and JHS 3 means you can be pregnant.
From 7 years old, first of all. That means she should be in about, like, JHS 3 should be about 15.
She should be 15, yes, 15 years now. Yes. And 15 years now means about 8 years. Yes.
So I'm sure it might be very
difficult.
8 to 9 years,
yes.
If you can't say it, right.
Yes, I mean, difficult to tell your parents. I get you, but because JHS 3, if you couldn't say it when you were way younger, it's not now that you are coming to say it.
Yes.
So even for her to send us this message, I mean, it's a bold step.
It's a bold
But Cassandra, we have to call this girl off air and talk to her.
Yes,
because it's a very serious issue. And I know so many young girls are going through such things, and our parents believe that because we are
and
sinners.
Young boys.
Yeah,
and,
boys
and
too.
Young boys who are going through. Young people are suffering a lot.
I actually don't know what to say to Cassandra. This is a very touching, and this is your blood brother.
It shows the level of wickedness and evil
this
in the world
today. Do I even say it? But it's a curse.
Yeah.
Okay. Having an affair with your sister is a curse.
Yes.
You are bringing a curse on the whole
on
family.
The whole family.
Yes.
That's true.
And I think in the Old Testament, when things like that happens, you are put to death.
Yes.
Okay, so Cassandra, to, like what we just read, the good that you want to do, you cannot. You cannot stop yourself because this is something you've been doing from age 7.
It needs the power of God.
You
the
need
Holy
deliverance.
Spirit, yeah.
You need deliverance.
You
need to be prayed for. You need to be delivered from the powers of darkness.
Yes.
And in this stronghold that is holding you, we lose it
well,
right now in
Jesus
the name,
name
of Jesus. Yes, and you, both of you.
Yeah.
I can't tell whether your brother is older than you or you are older than him. But I think it should be an older brother.
Because 7 years old.
Yeah, if you want to stop and that is your brother, younger brother, I mean, you could make your way out and all that. But I don't know.
This is
Charlie, we are seeing things here.
Yes, I'm very, very surprised.
We are seeing things here. Very, I don't know, but Cassandra, we will call you. Okay, we'll call you off air, and then we will talk to you. It requires a lot of, how do you call it, a lot of prayer. I mean, I don't know whether you go to church and you believe in God, but you should.
Yes.
You should go to church. You should believe
this is,
in
there's
God.
There's nothing impossible for God.
For
to
God
handle.
To do, yes.
Yes. So
God
is,
can deliver you.
Yes.
You can stop this thing in the name of
Jesus.
You can stop it.
Yeah.
You can stop it. You can stop it.
God, Jesus breaks these chains. In the name of Jesus breaks these chains, and I believe that with prayer, deliverance will come to you.
Wow.
Freedom will come to you.
Wow. If you have just tuned in, still, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. And it's what's on your mind. What's on your mind? This is where young people get to ask us questions on their mind. And every week I bring in powerful, anointed men of God to help to answer the questions on the minds of young people. And today I'm in the studio with Eja Okran, Pastor Eja Okran from the Ghana Police Church 37. He is helping us to answer some of the questions we are meeting. They are actually hard questions, but by the grace of God, we are making a headway. And as I'm announcing, today happens to be the last edition of What's on Your Mind. We'll come back to this segment again. Ozofu, let's go. We have so much questions. I don't know whether we have just 10 minutes to wrap up. This person says that, hello, pastors. How do you collect your money that is with your mother? My mother says she's keeping my money for me, but if I want some, then she will be angry with me. I am Grace from Alaju.
Grace, we've been there. Grace, we've been there.
Charlie, your uncle Bia has come to dash your money.
But
you can't take it. And then it's like, when mommy gets angry, say, the food you have been eating, where do you think it's coming from?
It's very difficult. It was awful. We've cried and cried over our money.
This Christmas money, hey. The people, Charlie, they come and give you Christmas money.
They've already spent it on you.
On you, yeah. Oh.
But Grace, don't worry.
Tell Grace something. Yeah. You can see that she's starting with pain.
Grace, don't mind mommy, eh? Don't mind mommy. Grace, you know, sometimes mommy knows what's best for you. She's using it for you. She's using it for you. Use it for the jollof. You know, the jollof you ate yesterday.
Yeah, it's part of the money.
It's part of the money. So, Grace, but when you say it's your money, I don't know if you've worked for the money. But it's for you.
No, I mean, maybe uncles came and out. Maybe they say, oh, keep, or maybe they gave the money to Grace. Mommy, let me keep it for you.
Like it's part of growing up. you know you have money.
But you can't withdraw. You're always depositing, but you can't withdraw.
You've seen the promised land, but you cannot go there.
But there are some parents who actually give it back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But so try. You know, there's a story of the wicked judge.
Yeah.
Who this poor old woman went to severally. Yes, but
if you persist, I'm sure.
You know,
but she didn't do it in a rude manner.
No, you create a scene.
The whole area, everybody know that your 5 cities is with your mother.
Hey.
And people have come and they are holding you. Say, you know, I agree.
I've seen a fight like that before. My mommy has taken my money. Yes.
Oh.
So you can convince mommy. Try being a good girl.
Yeah, good girl.
Mommy will give you your money. And she can even add more. Trust me.
You know, as we are getting very difficult questions, this one will come to.
Oh, yes, it's very
So, Grace, I don't know if there's a scripture we can use to help you, but I've not found one yet. Mm. All you need to do is to pray for your mother. Soak her into the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Pray for her that God will touch her heart and she'll give you part of your money.
Yes,
but
yes. That's why it's good to work hard now. So that when you grow, you get your own money.
It's part of childhood.
Yes.
This particular thing you're describing is part of childhood. If you have never stayed with certain type of parents before, you don't understand what we are trying to explain. You know that your money has been there
you
since.
You have calculated it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So some excursion be you've been targeting.
Oh, and then some shoe you want to buy.
Then you want to withdraw and they say, Charlie, no, you don't have sufficient balance. So you can't withdraw. So, I mean, it makes your whole day.
Yeah.
Let's finish up with this one. If there's time, we'll continue. This one says that I am planning of joining another church because my Sunday school teacher doesn't give me any work to do.
Mm.
Please, good evening. I'm Kelvin from camp.
From camp.
Good evening. By this time, good evening, dear.
Kelvin
from camp.
He
wants to join another church because the Sunday school teacher is not giving him any work to do.
What do you mean by work? Homework or
no? Like a role to play at church.
A role to play at church. I know that little children like to engage themselves
in things like that.
I think you should ask for work to do. You know, I know that that Sunday school teacher cannot do all the work.
By
cannot
himself.
Be an usher. He cannot be the pianist at the same time. Be the
suffer to preach and
to
a whole
preach
lot
and things. Ask him for an opportunity, like we told Grace. Persist in asking for an opportunity.
Approach your pastor, and ask him if there's something he would like you to do.
Yes.
And I believe that.
And also, if you are listening, please.
Create work in the church.
There's a lot of work to do.
A lot.
Praise and worship. Also, do you do the praise and worship
yourself? So get people. You can have more than enough people joining the praise and worship team. If people are there, you see, and when you do that, you see children leaving your church. This is somebody planning to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're a children's pastor, don't say there's no work to be done. There's so much to be done that you can involve the children in. Okay, so don't deny them that opportunity to also do something for God, because that is where the reward is coming from. So engage the children, ensure that they are part of what is happening.
And Kelvin, if you are working, work with all your heart. Work with all your heart. God will richly bless you when you do that.
Man of God, we have 5 minutes more. Let's finish up with this one. This one says that, please, what is the difference between gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit? I am always confused. I am Reverend Francis Isiama.
Wow.
This one, is it meant for us? Okay, the difference between the gift of God and then the fruits of God.
The gift of the Holy Spirit
and the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Well, I will say that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are special abilities that God himself gives us.
Okay.
Special abilities to do the work of God.
Okay.
You know, so like to prophesy, to heal, to...
Those are the
to,
gifts.
To give. Mm-hmm. And then the fruits are based on your character.
Okay.
It's your behavior. They are the spirits... induced behaviors that we exhibit when we are connected with God, when we pray, when we study the word of God, when we walk in faith. So like love, we start to bear the fruit of love. We start to walk, have joy, we have patience. Bible calls it the, I think we find that in Galatians
5:22-23.
The gifts, you find some in Romans chapter 12, then 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as well. Yes, and so there is difference in that sense where there are certain abilities, and that's in terms of the gifts, their ability, special abilities God gives
you
through the Holy Spirit.
My basic understanding is that the gifts, like you said, I mean, like there are things that God has actually blessed you with, and then the fruit. You know, it takes time to see fruits.
Yeah.
So it's character.
Yes.
Things that you work with, virtues, things that virtue. You work on yourself. Yes. So nobody lives on gifts.
No.
Okay.
No.
Gifts are spontaneous.
Yeah.
But fruits, it takes time to see fruits.
Yeah.
So love, it takes time to actually cultivate that thing. So I think rather you should focus on fruits, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus,
more than the fruit. There are people with the gifts, but they don't have the fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, so gift can be this. I mean, how often do you live your life on gifts?
It's true.
Okay,
it's
apart from reading the budget, and there's a place for gift. But most people live their life on the fruit of their labor.
Their labor, that's true.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But we all live on salaries than waiting for your birthday that somebody will come and give an envelope. Okay, so that is it. And I think it's difficult cultivating the fruit.
Yes.
That's why most people forget about the fruit, and they are always into the personal small voice, but
it is very dangerous, because you know Jesus said that there are people who come and say that they prophesy in my name
and
I don't know you, because they did not live a life of righteousness.
Wow. Young people, I think we ended with Reverend Francis Esiama. Young people, God bless you so much. This has been Generation 419, okay? And it's been very nice, very educative here. And I'm so honored that my friend has been in the studio with me. We encourage you to go to church tomorrow. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. You hear Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed is he come in the name of the Lord. Okay, so you hear songs like that. Hosanna. And so tomorrow, because it's Palm Sunday, try and eat palm no soup, okay? So that, I mean, you balance the equation. But what we are trying to say, after Palm Sunday, Friday will be Good Friday. Okay, Good Friday. Your church has some arrangement, and I believe that you should all get involved as young people. It's been a blessing coming your way. My name is Pastor Ike, and I've been in the studio with my very good friend, Pastor Aja Okran. If you are looking for his church, is at the Ghana Police Church at 37 Ghana Police Church. I am also at the Anakazu Assembly Sowetum Cathedral. So if you are in and around Sowetum, you are looking for a good children's pastor, a good church to attend, you can always come and see me. When you come, say you are looking for Pastor Ike, they'll bring you to my office and you are going to be blessed. God bless you so much. Till next week when we come your way with this same program, stay blessed and stay connected to God. Have a very good afternoon. God bless you.